He looked after the dikes, so that the countryside should not be flooded, just as the first noblemen had done in the valley of the Nile 4,000 years before. He encouraged the troubadours who wandered from place to place, telling the stories of the ancient heroes who had fought in the great wars of the migrations. Besides, he protected the churches and the monasteries within his territory, and although he could neither read nor write, it was considered unmanly to know such things, he employed a number of priests who kept his accounts, and who registered the marriages and the births and the deaths which occurred within the baronial or ducal domains. In the 15th century the kings once more became strong enough to exercise those powers which belonged to them because they were anointed of God. Then the feudal knights lost their former independence. Reduced to the rank of country squires, they no longer filled a need, and soon they became a nuisance. But Europe would have perished without the feudal system of the Dark Ages. There were many bad knights, as there are many bad people today, but generally speaking, the rough-fisted barons of the 12th and 13th century were hard-working administrators who rendered a most useful service to the cause of progress. During that era, the noble torch of learning and art, which had illuminated the world of the Egyptians and the Greeks and the Romans, was burning very low. Without the knights and their good friends, the monks, civilization would have been extinguished entirely, and the human race would have been forced to begin once more where the caveman had left off.